Eat the moon. The moon may look smooth from down here on Earth, but up close, the moon's surface is covered in mountains, valleys, plains, and of course, craters. Let's make food to make the moon and a tasty snack. Note: substitute ingredients as needed for dietary restrictions or allergies. Materials: rice cake, cream cheese or peanut butter, or applesauce or jam, bananas or other fruit cut into circle pieces, Cheerios or other small circle-shaped food, plastic knife or help from an adult. Directions: 1. Put your rice cake on a plate, paper towel, or clean surface. The rice cake is the surface of the moon. Notice how bumpy the rice cake is? The surface of the moon is also uneven, covered in mountains, valleys, and plains. 2. Spread the cream cheese or other spread across the top of the rice cake. This is like the layer of really tiny pieces of dust covering the surface of the moon. 3. Peel your banana and cut 3 to 6 slices of banana. These will be your lunar maria, the dark patches on the moon. Maria were formed by ancient volcanoes erupting 2.5 billion years ago, creating smoother and dark areas. While there are many maria on the side of the moon that we can see from Earth, there are almost none on the other side. Place the banana slices on the rice cake. Look at the picture of the moon. Can you put the banana slices in the same pattern as the maria on the moon? 4. Next, take your Cheerios and place them all over the rice cake. These are craters that cover the surface of the moon. Over 4.5 billion years, many, many, many asteroids and meteoroids crashed into the moon, leaving almost perfect circular craters of all sizes. 5. Now that you have your crater-filled moon, take a bite out of the side. Can you eat it until its shape looks like a crescent moon?